I gotta run. Why? I'm a pilot, Pop. I got a flight lesson.
And what's the ultimate freedom, baby?
An airplane!
Dude, caca, dude.
Every time I'm in the street, I hear.
Okay, the reason we're on all these sales calls lately is because finally somebody, you, started posting video editor and video breakdowns and hiring breakdowns on Twitter. Lo and behold, people now know what we do. And they're pouring in the front door. I think for 2 years, we've just assumed it was obvious that people needed a video editor. And I think that positioning's probably bunk. It only works for agencies or like people who do video full time, like Mark Manson, who I was just talking to, like he has a podcast editor and a shorts editor. So like the sale to him is easy, but trying to convince someone getting into the game that they need a full-time editor, it doesn't compute.
Dude, I want to get to the world where when you think video, you think clipped. If video equals clipped, it's over.
Welcome to the Smart Nonsense Podcast, where we talk about smart nonsense. There's no time to waste, Pop. No time in the green room. We're in it to win it today,
the Nuggisode.
Baby. The Nuggisode. Welcome. Are we going to make 15 minutes? Because I got to run. Why? I'm a pilot, Pop. I got a flight lesson. I've got a flight lesson to make up in Northern Illinois. We got rained out last week. I'm a pilot. Pistol Pete. Pistol Pete the pilot. How about that?
Well, everyone that was here for our last David Senra episode, everyone knows that the key to life is freedom.
Oh.
And what's the ultimate freedom, baby? Dude, caca, dude. Ride a bald eagle, really. But if you can't do that, take a Cessna. So that's awesome. That's really cool.
I don't even remember that. Yeah, I don't even remember that being the theme of David Senra. I guess
well,
he's doing whatever.
Your hair, I don't know what was going on with your head and your mop. And I don't know what was getting through the eardrums. But no. Let me give you an update.
Well, wait, hang on. Let me give you a quick, because I went out last night. I said in the last episode, right, we were talking about Stitch Fix. I just want to show you me.
Dude, no free ads.
I just want to show you me. That's a pretty good outfit, right?
I can't look past the hair, but yeah, if you just get that, yeah, sure.
All right. Well, you know, you win some, you lose some. What camera, what?
Are you going to put that in B-roll? Yeah, put that in
B-roll. Oh, no, this is the B-roll.
Oh, that's your girlfriend.
Subscribe on YouTube. Yep.
I guess she's outed. On your vlog.
So you were going to summarize something, Pop.
Well,
dude, I'm sorry for the audio listeners. I'm wearing layers. All right. I've got a nice knit sweater on and a flannel. It's like half in between a shirt and a jacket. So it's a little bit warm. Perfect for fall. And that's courtesy of Stitch Fix,
dude.
Really.
Well, you can't credit fall to Stitch Fix. Falls, dude, that's just the spin of the earth. Let me tell you, dude, it was spinning the right direction today. It was so nice out, and I was just gliding in. And I don't know if the world knew, but I'm a salesman.
Oh!
Do I sell? No, I don't. I actually don't. We joked about this. I'm the anti-salesman. But I get really close every time. And these are hot leads, so it's kind of like I'm probably cooling them down, if anything.
Right.
I did have an anti-sales call, actually, this morning. By definition, he's like, yeah, can I sign up? I just want like strategy and some sick editors. And I'm like, we don't really do the strategy part. But he's like, but I got a lot of money and I want to go really hard. And it's like, we don't really
can't do it. Sorry.
Don't really do it.
I'm convinced. So, okay. The reason we're on all these sales calls lately is because finally somebody, you, started posting, at video editor and video breakdowns and hiring breakdowns on Twitter. Lo and behold, people now know what we do in the world. And they're pouring in the front door.
Dude, I have some qualms with a guy named Naval, dude. He single-handedly built us up and tore us right back down. You know why?
I know why.
He's saying, dude, your time's worth $6,000 an hour. Don't get on calls wasting time with people. Don't worry about figuring out what your product is. Just productize whatever. And we're like, all right, dude, we'll productize something. We do 10 for 10. Sells out. Doesn't work. We're like, fuck, let me just change the offer. Change the offer. Doesn't sell out. Also doesn't work. And it's just like, dude, all you need to do to sell, all you need to do, talk. You just gotta talk. And we didn't talk. We didn't talk on the podcast. Well, probably the podcast is the one place where we talked, but it was more like negative talk. We haven't talked on our YouTube channels hardly at all. The one time we do, it gets like 4 million views, two videos, 4 million views each. We don't really talk on Twitter. The one time we did talk on Twitter, it was like us sharing all in clips in My First Million. And that was when we were sold out constantly. There was so much demand.
Oh, would you look at that?
So somehow, I don't know like what started this. I think it was like my accidental tweet of like, wow, we got a fuckload of applications. Let me just like put up a picture of a tweet. Like, who wants some editors? And it got like crazy. Like, I think it's like 30,000 impressions or something. Like 30,000 people viewed it. And it was just a little screenshot of like 600 applications. Like, who wants an editor?
Which is all you need, like, because that was a dozen inbound leads.
It was at least
a dozen. And that's all we need at our scale. It was right. One tweet.
And one thing we didn't realize too with the productize qualm that I now have is like agencies, which we haven't really wanted to be, but like agencies can crush because all you're trying to do is just get someone on the phone. When you get them on the phone, then you figure out like, hey, what's your problem? Let me give you the solution to your problem. Maybe it's like this free tier or like low price tier that's like a headhunter. Let me just give you an editor. You pay them like a grand or two a month. Or you sell them $5,000 a month. It's like the best editor in the world, but you're handling all the like strategy and sort of managing them. Or it's like this super premium $20,000 a month, and we just like hands off are going to make you viral, make you awesome. Okay. And we never got on calls because we just productized into an offer that actually didn't work. So we never got feedback on that offer versus a call. You get instant feedback of like, oh no, that's interesting, but I don't really want that.
Right. And so I was like, a couple of days ago, I was like, well, let's look at a parallel. I'm like, let's look at Gary Vaynerchuk, right? Here's this guy who got millions, tens of millions, if not billions of views on the internet. And his business is this huge agency behind him. So I'm like, what's going on there? And if you go to VaynerMedia, like, it's this exact thing. You go through their website. It's an agency. They're spewing a bunch of stuff that makes no sense. But that's fine because it gets you onto a type form where they segment you based on what you want. It's like, do you want ads? Are you just a fan of Gary? Do you need strategy call with Gary? It's like 10 different things that this agency can do. And so I was actually also talking to this guy from this company, CyberLeads. He basically has a database of like leads, and his business is doing cold outreach for other businesses via email. And he was like, dude, the only thing that matters when it comes to like inbound and sales and whatnot is booked calls. He's like, when you put out an email campaign, I don't care about open rate. I don't care about click-through rate. I just want to see booked calls because anything's possible in a booked call. And we did none of them. We refused to do any of them. We've been doing them for 5 days, and now we know a lot more about our product. We're learning a lot more about just like future products, and people are actually closing. So,
yeah, the one thing that's tricky is like, I don't know. They're like, it's kind of like three different, maybe four. Let me go for three. Three different tiers of people. It's like what I said before. It's like super cheap. You just want a cheap, good editor. You want a great editor, or you want like hands off, make me the best videos in the world, and I don't want to like think about it. Those three tiers, but it's like difficult to capture in one website. So that's the tricky thing. Like with the productize, it's like, hey, just pick your market segment, which we kind of did. We're like, hey, we're just gonna go for like 5K editor. It's better than anyone in America that you'd find for this amount. And you don't want to have to go overseas. So we're just kind of like locked in on that, but we avoid the extremes.
We avoid huge volume of people that want a cheap, good enough editor.
Right.
And we also are avoiding smaller volume, but super high price point of people that just want premium ads and hands off, like full blown agency stuff. And so it was always good enough where we were at 5K. It's why we're still afloat. It's why we can still do everything. It's good enough.
Yeah. I just don't know. Like, it's hard when you have three different offers. How do you sell three different things on one sales page? It's kind of like three different companies smashed into one. So that part I don't really know.
Well, I think we unproductize in the sense that Clip just becomes about
that's our new tweet at Naval.
Fuck you, Naval.
Unproductize, deproductize.
Fucking running an agency here, not a productized service. But you unproductize, so I think maybe, and we've talked about this, but Clipped is just the website you go to or the sales page you go to for the best video editors in the world. And it doesn't say anything about really specifics or price point. And you're just using that page to get people on calls. And then a sales team just qualifies them to either the cheap thing, the mid-tier thing, or they push them, you know, up to me and you and Jack or whatever if they need high-level creative. We do have to figure it out, though. Like if you go to VaynerMedia, their website doesn't say anything about what they do or what their prices are.
I mean, the tricky part is, though, half of the people, especially at the high end, they don't come for a video editor. That's like coming for the input. They come for the output. They want the video. Make me this amazing beehive video. Can you do that? I'm like, yeah, we'll just subscribe to a monthly editor. It's like, can I just pay you one off? And I'm like, well, it's actually more expensive if you pay one off. So you should probably just like do the subscription. Like, so you're going to tell me I'm going to subscribe and then unsubscribe? Like, that's it. But then we're kind of like getting into the idea of like, oh, let's just get them to subscribe to the cheaper thing and then figure out, because they're like, I don't want to invent work for this person. But it's like our job is to now create the need. It's almost like we get our foot in the door and then let's build up a queue of like, hey, we realized you're not doing like teasers for your product launches. Like, what if you did a little 5-second animation, put that out? Or what if you turn this into an ad and like we can help kind of reshape the video? Like, there are just a ton of different options and we haven't explored it. It's interesting. Like, I get why people like making money, because I don't know, maybe I'm binary. I'm like, or everyone knows I'm like all or nothing. So like, content was really the focus for a while, but now coming back to the agency, I get fucking stoked about the agency because I'm just seeing like this pipeline of like 20 people that want to pay us like $5,000 or more, and often recurring. It's like, oh, that's kind of.
It's just like, how do I figure out? I'm really liking this because I'm like, we basically set out a week or two ago to solve the last puzzle piece of what we do, which is demand. And I feel like by just like going out and actually talking to people, we're so much closer. Like, I even just figured out yesterday, I was like, we've clearly got this hiring thing on lock, this supply, this network of editors that we hit. And I'm like, you gotta do the same thing for demand in a business. You just have a huge email list that you're just constantly running drip campaigns on. And then finally, when they have the burning hot need, they come through. We just did none of that.
That's where it's like, if you have someone just focused on that, like we haven't been, we're kind of like hopping back and forth between things. You multitask, but I'm just hopping. But like, if your brother Jack or like some operator is just 100% on this, we kind of tested, like, if you're fully committed, it can fucking go to the moon. Like, there is crazy demand out there. We just haven't been focused. But the frustrating thing is, like, what we're really good at is we're going to make a YouTube short and it's going to go viral. It's going to get millions of views. That we haven't translated into, like, the business directly. Like, that would be the best flywheel. What we're doing right now is, like, I'm going to write a tweet and be like, hey, this is how we assess video editors, or this is how we hire. Does anyone want one? And it's like, it's not in the flywheel. It's kind of like separate, but it's like the kickstart. It'd just be nice. Like, once we get to this, we're filling the thermometer. That's kind of like our one goal, is like get to 100K in sales. Once we fill that, then we can probably shuffle things over. But at the same time, there was this, what's his name? YouTube, why am I forgetting? Ooh. Hornivar, Zach Hornivar, is that his last name? He was telling us, like, hey, your YouTube channels, like, that's not to sell the agency. The YouTube channels is your social proof. That's your proof that you know what you're talking about and you can find the best people in the world. It's like we talk about from a while back, like Balenciaga runway. Like, that's your runway. That gets people interested in Balenciaga, or in this case, Clipped. But you're not selling them what you're doing there. But that's just to get the attention. So point being, this is where it's like, the tweets do well because in every tweet at the start, I can be like, hey, here's how we got 1 billion views, hired 100 right. different people, and like did, like, we can put that at the top. So it helps sell in Twitter. It's just not as direct.
Yes, sir.
But it'd be nice to have
LinkedIn could on. Crush too. Email.
One thing with strategy too, I'll mention this. So I got on this call this morning and it's like, this guy clearly wanted strategy because he's a writer. He's not like, not video native and he's older than us. But he's like, yeah, I'd really just like someone to handle strategy. I'm like, we don't do strategy. But like, as I was talking to him, I'm like, well, it's partly because our strategy is so dumb simple. It doesn't seem like we have a strategy. So I'm just like, hey, you know, now that I think about it, really our strategy is like, we're just going to make the best 60-second story and just tell that over and over and over with the best editing that we can do. And it's like, eventually that's going to hit. Sometimes it takes 3 months. Sometimes it takes 6 months. Like this one person that we're actually doing this with, it's like just hitting now after like almost a year. And it's tricky because it's like a huge investment for a lot of time and you just got to like trust that it'll work. But like once it works, everything's just a rocket ship. So it's something that we could sell. It's just like we don't want to do it really, but it's like one or two hires of just like, hey, one person oversee all these people.
I think a lot of people too would like a creative director. Like if they could come in and get their editor and then for an extra $5,000 a month or $10,000 a month, have editor or strategy or something.
Right. Well, that's where
could work well.
All of these calls, like half of them are like, they got their foot in the door just because like, hey, I just want an editor. Do you have like extra editors? Get them on the call. And it's like, oh, that's where you upsell. It's like, hey, the editor is not going to do what you're trying to do. Like we can give you the editor if you want, but like, that's not going to get you closer to your goal. Like this is how you get there. It's just like, dude, it's like learning how to run an actual company.
Oh, it's crazy. Yeah. I also had so the realization funny. Yesterday. It's kind of fun to be back in this, like, this is what we started 2 years ago. I had the realization yesterday. I was like, okay, why, you know, you, me and Jack have been talking. It's like, we know that everyone needs a full-time video editor, but why do people have such a hard time like hiring from us when we think, you know, it's easy to hire on like Support Shepherd or Growth Assistant. And I was like, unless somebody is a video editor themselves, we're trying to sell them the solution to like a need, a pain that they don't directly feel. Like, let me try and give an example. I don't know, but basically like it's hard to sell somebody a full-time video editor if they're not an editor themselves because they don't actually know how valuable it is or how much work goes into it. Whereas I realized people are so quick to buy on like a Support Shepherd or Growth Assistant because you're working with people that do back office work or basically stuff that just in my day I would delegate to that person.
Right. So like your point. There's the alarm.
Easy nugget.
Just to clarify, it is when I'm doing the work, I feel the pain. If I'm a video editor, I'm like, can I outsource this to another video editor?
But most that's why we started this whole thing.
Right.
We were like, we need an editor. We don't want to edit. Because we just want to make content. We don't want to do the edit.
And but like right now, as I'm selling and you're like, yeah, add it to our little like makeshift CRM thing to track people. I'm like, I don't want to fucking do that. Can I hire someone to do this?
Exactly.
Like, I feel the need. I'm like looking actively like,
and
who
so
do I have to do
I think for 2 years, we've just assumed it was obvious that people needed a video editor, a full-time video editor. And I think that positioning is probably bunk.
Right.
Because
it only works for like agencies.
It only works for agencies or like people who do video full time, like Mark Manson, who I was just talking to, like he has a podcast editor and a shorts editor.
Because he needs
those people to just be cranking on content all the time. So like the sale to him is easy.
Right.
But trying to convince someone getting into the game that they need a full time editor, it doesn't compute.
Dude, I want to get to the world where when you think video, you think clipped.
Yeah.
If video equals clipped, it's over.
Got it! Oh, he drops the bomb.
That's so true, though.